Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to this podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
I thought about ending my life, but he was just always there for me. I'm just hoping for the best and prepare for the worst.
What is the worst?
That he has a secret life.
From what we can see, his old Facebook page is real. It's just not who she's talking to.
I can't wait to bust this guy.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Schulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Brianna and Josh.
Look at this, an Instagram direct message. Oh, it's a video.
Hey, Neve and Max, my name is Brianna. I'm 26 years old and I live in Minnesota. I've been knowing a special someone named Joshua for 11 years.
11 years?
Years they've been talking.
That's, she's 26.
So since they were 15.
That's insane.
Even though I feel like he's the love of my life, I do have my questions and concerns. He will not show his face on video chat. It's either dark or he has his hat really low.
I mean, if you wear your hat low, I can still kind of see
your
face.
At least it's a guy, right?
And we don't know what kind of hat it is. It could be like a beanie that's like pulled over the face entirely.
I actually saved up enough money to fly him out here, but all I heard was excuses on why he couldn't see me.
She was willing to fly him out to Minnesota.
She saved up a lot of money to get him a flight.
Yeah.
He always tells me how much he loves me, how he wants to be with me, but 11 years later, I still haven't seen him.
11 years.
So can you please help me out? I just want to figure out if he's my Prince Charming or if he's someone I should just leave in the past.
Let's give her a call.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Max and I got a video message from a woman named Brianna. She's 26 years old and lives in Minnesota. She's been talking to a guy named Josh for 11 years. She thinks that he's the love of her life, but has a lot of questions that need to be answered. In all the time they've been talking, Josh has never shown his face on their video chats. She saved up the money to fly him to Minnesota, but he kept giving her excuses for why he couldn't come. Brianna wants to know if Josh is her Prince Charming, or if she should just let him go. We're giving her a call to get more information.
Whoa, hey, Brianna.
Hi.
Love the hair. Brianna has dreads pulled up in a huge bun. She's wearing black glasses with no makeup and tiny diamond studs in her ears. She's in a jean jacket with a black t-shirt underneath.
Where in Minnesota are you?
Minneapolis.
The big Minneapolis.
So we saw your video about Joshua. We've had some long relationships on the show, but 11 years is a long time. Tell us more about this guy.
He's the sweetest guy in the world. Even though it might sound crazy, like who waits 11 years and who stays along, but he's so caring. He makes me feel like $1 million. And he has a nice body. He's the love of my life.
You were 15 when you met this guy?
Yes.
Where does Joshua live?
When we first met, he lived in California, and then he moved to Texas, and then he moved to Vegas, and then I guess he's back in California.
And have you guys been dating this whole time?
Yes. When we were younger, we had an agreement that it's like a don't ask, don't tell, since we live so far. But now we are like exclusively together. And he's like, I want to build a family with you. I love you. I want to marry you.
Yeah, is that something you're into the idea of?
Yes. I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
You mentioned that you tried to fly him out to Minnesota once.
I was saving up and I was like, hey, I actually could fly you out. And of course, his excuse is, oh, I can't. I have to work.
What does Joshua do?
It seems like he can never keep a job. Every time I talk to him, like, I'm looking for a job. Oh, I have a job. Oh, I don't have a job. Stuff like that. This is really weird. I don't know if he's fishing for money from me.
Have you ever sent him money?
No.
And you said when you video chat, he doesn't really show his face.
What's that about?
Is there a chance that he's not the guy in the photos?
It's just weird because I'll try to video chat with him and it's like pitch black. And I'm like, oh, turn on the light. Oh, I'm tired. I don't want to turn on the light. Oh, you know, the signal sucks.
Classic excuses.
Exactly. But I don't know. I keep pushing all that to the side because I just love this guy to death.
It sounds like you're ready to finally put an end to this not knowing. So why don't you come to California? We'll get you on the next flight out here, and then we can hopefully track this guy down, and we'll figure all this out.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye, Brianna.
Bye.
Bye.
Brianna waves and signs off. Do you think this guy's just like a scammer?
It doesn't look good. I mean, she knows something's up.
It looks like this guy is a catfish. All right, Brianna has arrived. Max and I are driving to meet Brianna on an overcast day in Los Angeles. The clouds in the sky look like it's about to rain.
We rented our little apartment.
We pull up to the building and walk through the ornate front door with a black wrought iron design over glass framed in dark wood. We go upstairs and knock on Brianna's apartment door. She immediately answers with a big smile.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Brianna shakes our hands. She's dressed in a black sweater, black leggings, and black running shoes.
What? Look at this place. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Oh my God.
The apartment is enormous. Dark hardwood floors, big open design, kitchen off to one side. The living room has two long matching green sofas. There's a big screen TV hanging on one wall with floor-to-ceiling windows on another.
Should we sit down?
Yes!
I take a seat next to Brianna on the couch, and Max sits across with his camera ready to start shooting.
All right. Give us sort of like a broad overview of the relationship.
11 years ago, when we met on MySpace, I just stumbled across his profile, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he is so cute.
Do you remember the first time you spoke to him on the phone?
Yes. Oh my gosh. It was so funny because he had a really deep voice.
He already had a deep voice.
It was extremely deep.
A little unusual for a 16-year-old, right?
Exactly.
Did it ever occur to you that he might be older?
No, it's just like maybe. He just has a deep voice.
Okay.
But one thing that stood out for me was Joshua was just like, I want to know like what's in your soul. You stand out from every girl in California.
This guy just sounds like he's just dropping a lot of, like, player lines.
It just seemed very genuine. When we talk on the phone, it's so different. Like, he pours his emotion out to me. He loves me. And I'm the girl he's going to marry. And one day, we're going to live in California, start our life together. It's like, I know he cares about me. He really helped me a lot when it came to my confidence. I was always teased growing up because I was a darker complexion. I grew up in the suburbs, majority. It was Caucasian, so everyone used to pick on me, saying, you're too dark, you're ugly. I never felt beautiful. I thought about ending my life because I'm like, there's no purpose for me. Sorry, makes me emotional.
Brianna starts to cry and puts her hand up to her face.
It's okay. You all right?
But he was just always there for me. He always tells me never give up. Don't listen to what people have to say. Never change yourself. To have a guy to see me as being beautiful meant everything.
I hand Brianna a tissue. She takes it and dries her eyes.
Thank you.
He kind of sounds like he was a magic feather for you for a long time, right? This person that gave you strength and allowed you to persevere through some really dark times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so obviously we have a job, and that's figure out who Joshua is, find him, and bring you guys together to meet. What do you know about him?
He always had a California number since we were young, so I'm like, he legitimately lives there. But then he moved to Texas, then he moved to Vegas. And randomly, now he might be back in California.
What about his family?
He only really talked about one sister that lived in California. Her name was Special.
Okay.
He doesn't really give me details. To me, that's weird, because I always talk about my family.
That is weird.
You understand that there's a good chance he could be a catfish.
I know there's a possibility, but I love this man so much. I'm just hoping for the best and preparing for the worst.
What is the worst?
That he's with somebody and he possibly has a secret life.
Let's see
what we're working with here.
Brianna gets out her phone and pulls up Josh's Facebook page.
All right, here's his profile pic.
I've seen that picture before. He'll post it, and then he'll delete it for a while, and then repost it.
In the first picture, Josh is wearing a sleeveless blue shirt that shows off tattoos on his arm. He's wearing a blue hat and a very serious expression. The next one is of him in a baseball shirt over a white t-shirt and a black baseball cap.
Yeah, he looks like a sort of normal dude. Oh, maybe not here. There are the abs. Yep. There they are. The rippling 8-pack.
It's a mirror selfie of Josh holding up his white t-shirt, showing off major abs. Brianna covers her mouth and laughs.
That's a red flag right there.
I scroll through Josh's posts and stop to read one out loud.
Brianna is my wife, yo. Real-ish. I love this girl so damn much. So he calls you wife sometimes?
Yes. Wife.
That is a proclamation of love.
And I have some messages.
You said, hey. He said,
babe. He's got deep voice.
Yes.
And he said, hey, honey. And then you sent him a cute photo.
There's a picture of herself that Brianna had texted to Josh. She looks younger. Her dreads are down. She's smiling, surrounded by a filter of pink hearts.
My wife's so damn perfect, he said.
I have so many questions, but I do feel like there's hope.
All right, so look. Send us an email with whatever you can think of. We'll take a look, see what we can find.
Max raises his eyebrows skeptically and nods.
Let's go. We got work to do.
Max and I are back in the car. We drive through the wet streets to find a place to start our search.
She's great. She's a catch.
Yeah. Like, my gut is it's a catfish.
There are going to be more tears. A lot more tears.
Max and I are ready to begin our investigation at a nearby restaurant. There's a big, dark wood bar, the walls are painted pale green, and they're covered with photographs and lined with wine racks. We take seats at a small table and get to work.
All right, so what do we got? Joshua. Brianna's been talking to Joshua for 11 years. They've tried to meet up, he has excuses, they've FaceTimed, but she can never see his face. She feels like they're completely, you know, in love and together. He seems to be giving her that impression. But there's definitely a lot of red flags here. All right, so let's see what we can find. Here's her email. Hey, Neva, Max. This is what I know. Joshua's 27 years old. He has two Facebook profiles and changed his number a few weeks ago, but he says his phone is broken and barely works. He supposedly moved from Cali to Texas to Vegas and might now be back in Cali. He has a sister named Special. Here's his current Facebook, his phone number, and the old Facebook and phone number. Let's go to his old Facebook page.
I pull up Joshua's old page. It says he's from Athens, Georgia, and has 302 followers.
Joshua, wiser than you. Look at his about.
He's got a lot on there.
Look, there's an AIM and a Skype. This is the most filled out about section we've ever seen.
Okay, here are some of the photos that we'd seen before. Interesting. I mean, this profile looks kind of legit. Oh, who's Alessia?
This woman has posted on Joshua's page.
Alicia?
Alicia.
She said, call me, son. Phone home, please.
Who is this? Alicia?
This could be his mom.
This could be his mom.
Yeah. She's a bit older, wearing a print dress with an identification badge from her job hanging around her neck.
Right? Does it say family?
Look!
Oh!
Son!
Family member! Son!
It says Joshua wiser than you, with son underneath.
She actually labeled it.
And the daughter is special.
Right under Josh's picture is a picture of a young woman.
Oh, S-P-E-C-H-E-L.
And let's see her page.
Special.
She's active, posted recently. Let's send her a message.
All right.
Hey, Special. This is Neve from the TV show Catfish. We're making an episode right now and would love to talk to you. Please give me a call back. Thanks.
Boom.
Special.
Sant. Let's just check out the new Facebook page.
The one she's talking to.
I type in the recent profile that Brianna gave us.
Right. Same picture, same guy. From Los Angeles, 3,900 friends.
Do you go to the about?
There's nothing.
This is weird.
This feels fishy
this
to
feels,
me.
This feels, yeah, there are like too many friends. You're suspicious.
Full information.
No address.
Seems kind of bogus. Okay, let's just go to his friends for a second here. Look at all these girls.
Danielle, Leslie, Brittany.
I mean, yeah.
Look at Chelsea.
All ladies. Janine just messaged him 50 minutes ago and said, hi, where are you been? Well, so there's someone.
Kaneen's a girl. Do you think that that's a girl that he's
pretty
talking
girl.
About?
Kaneen has long, dark hair, pink lips, and heavily made-up eyes that stare into the camera with a piercing gaze.
All right, let's message her.
I write to Kaneen asking for help.
Boom.
Let's see who the friends are. A lot of ladies. Who are these people? We gotta reach out.
Let's just see who's been talking to him most recently.
I keep scrolling through more women. Patricia, Melissa, Ranisha. I send messages to Leslie, Christina, and Ashley.
So let's wait a minute. Let's see if anyone gets back to us. All right, should we look up the phone number? Let's look up the phone number.
I search the phone number that Brianna has for Josh.
What do we got? No name in Indio.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hello?
Hello? This is Kanini.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Can we make this a FaceTime?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
We're upgrading.
This way. What's up?
Nothing much at work.
Nice.
Kanini has her hair in long braids. She's wearing a knit cap pulled over her ears with huge hoop earrings hanging out.
We're trying to find out a little bit more about your friend, Josh.
Uh-huh.
How do you know Josh?
I met him on Facebook.
Okay, and are you guys, like, talking or are you just friends?
We talking, dating. He's somehow his wifey, girlfriend, this and that.
Max makes a face.
Whoa. He was talking to you like he likes you a lot.
Yeah. He's about his baby. He care about me, this and that.
How long had you guys been talking online?
I'm going to say 3 years.
Whoa. Well, so, Kanini, I have to tell you something. We met a girl who has been talking to Joshua for 11 years on the internet. And she kind of thinks they're dating. And he calls her his wifey and all that.
Kanini's eyes widen and she purses her lips.
That's supposed to be his girlfriend, so...
We're trying to figure out who this guy is. See if we can get a straight answer from him on who he's talking to and who he's not talking to.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Kanini.
Okay.
Kanini hangs up. She did not look happy.
Ooh. So,
Ready Player One.
Yeah. This guy's got a lot. I mean, who knows how many other girls.
We just picked one randomly. He's leading right. Multiple girls on. Who is this person? There seems to be a real guy named Joshua.
His mom and his sister are friends with his profile.
But is he the guy in the picture?
But they are friends with his profile. Wouldn't they think it was weird if, like, all the pictures weren't him? Wait a second. He has two Facebook profiles. We know that from what we can see, his old Facebook page is real. It's just not who she's talking to.
I go back to the profile that Josh's mom and sister are friends with, which looks legit.
But it looks like the guy she's talking to is the new Facebook page. I mean,
a lot of ladies.
Young ladies.
Whoever this guy is, the question is, does he have true feelings for Brianna, right. Or is she just one of many?
That's exactly what Brianna said was her worst case scenario.
Who is behind the profile?
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
So far, the investigation into Josh's true identity is leading us to believe that he is not the guy in the photos. It looks like there is a real person named Josh. He has a sister named Special, like Brianna says. His mom posts on his page, but we found another Facebook page for Josh with the same picture. But this guy seems to be talking to a bunch of different women. We randomly talked to one of them named Kanini, and she said that Josh is her boyfriend and basically had the same story as Brianna. Now we're getting another response to one of our messages.
Oh, we got something.
Hey, this is Special, Joshua's sister. Got your message. Is this for real? Can I meet you guys in a bit over by LA Valley College? Sure. Sure, we can meet there. Max and I jump in the car and take a short drive over to meet Special in North Hollywood. We get another call.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Ashley.
Oh, hi, Ashley. Yeah, so we saw that you commented on the page of Josh. We're helping out someone right now who's been talking to Josh. We just wanted to know if you knew anything about him.
He's talking to someone else. Supposed to be dating.
So you guys are, you're dating and you're exclusive?
Yeah, he told me he loves me, supposed to start a family. I got everything.
Does he call you wifey?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. We're helping a girl who's been talking to Joshua for 11 years. They're supposed to be exclusive and completely together.
He said he don't talk to nobody else, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
He's just at my house, like, a couple days ago.
What? Wait, time out. So you actually met?
Yeah, I just took him back to LA.
He was staying with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. All right, well, thanks for your information. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right.
Bye.
Holy shit. So now that we have a good sense that he is him.
We got it. We got a bad case of the players.
I don't want to give this guy any room to try and sneak away or disappear on us. Let's talk to Special. Hopefully we'll track him down.
This might actually turn into a manhunt.
Max and I pull up to a park near the college and park the car on the street. We walk toward a woman sitting at one of the many picnic tables on the lawn. She stands up and comes to greet us.
Special.
Yes.
I'm Max.
Hi, Max.
Nice to meet you.
Special has long brown braids and glasses. She's wearing blue jeans, a black t-shirt, and brown jacket. We take seats around a picnic table.
All right, so let me explain. A couple days ago, we got an email from a girl named Brianna who said she'd been talking to this guy since she was 15. Now she's 26, so that's 11 years. And his name is Josh. We started looking around, and it turns out it's your brother.
Special smiles.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty sure. Anyway, long story short, they've known each other forever. And for years, he's told her that he's in love with her and that they're going to get married and start a family. We've spoken to some other girls today who have...
A couple who have
told us similar versions of the same story.
Oh, my God.
Now Special laughs uncomfortably.
Sounds exactly like my brother.
Does he get into trouble?
Not like trouble with the police or anything. Like, he's not doing any drugs or anything.
No, I understand.
It's just, he's still living it up like he's 21 or like a teenager still. He always says he has a plan and he doesn't have a plan.
Now we're just trying to see if we can figure out where he is.
meet him, see what he has to say, and also kind of call him out so that hopefully fewer girls will fall for his BS.
Okay. Last thing I heard, he went to Texas, then he went to Nevada, then he came out here, and then he just left.
When?
Like a couple of weeks ago. I don't know where he is. It's like, I try to call him sometimes, he doesn't answer, or his phone is dead. I don't know what's happening.
No one really seems to know exactly
Josh knows how to travel. I don't know how. He just keeps wandering around.
Yeah. Who are his, like, best buds, or who do you usually...
Probably Mayhem. He's one of Josh's friends at Victorville.
Okay. Do you have his info?
Yes, I actually have his number.
Special takes out her phone and dials Mayhem's number.
Hello? Mayhem, do you know where Josh is?
Josh told me something about probably going to link up with Kenneth. He was going to go to Victorville.
I need Kenneth's number.
Mayhem tells us Kenneth's number, and I dial it.
Hello?
Yo, is this Kenneth?
Yeah.
This is Neve from Catfish. We're trying to figure out where Josh is because we want to meet up with him.
Actually, Josh is supposed to come up here tonight to, like, a little shindig going on.
Is he, like, staying with you?
Yeah, he's going to be up here tonight.
All right, well, great. So if you, when you see him, let him know. We're trying to get in touch.
I'll definitely tell him to reach out.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Wow. We're making some progress here.
Okay, so he's supposed to go to this party in Victorville. How does he get to parties?
He doesn't have a car. I think the girls that he meets all have cars.
Right,
so
right.
So I guess he flirts with them, and then they take him wherever he wants to go.
Uh-huh. All right, we've got a lead. Victorville.
Special walks us to the car.
All right, Special. Nice to meet you.
We shake hands, and I give her a hug.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
He's a player.
He's a drifter player, which is it's a whole different kind of game. It's the worst case scenario. It's what she said.
It's worse than the worst case scenario.
She thought
maybe he has a girl.
Right.
No. He's got lots of girls.
Yeah, she's not going to take it well.
Max and I are back at Brianna's apartment to bring her up to date. Brianna opens the door with a big smile. Today, she's wearing her long dreads down. She's got on light blue jeans and a short gray hooded t-shirt.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, well, shall we? We've got a lot to talk about. How are you feeling?
Nervous.
You've known Joshua for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know that he's a great guy, but I think you've also known there were opportunities that he could have taken that he avoided that have sort of kept you at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've looked at his Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever sort of bothered you?
Well, one thing is that he has a lot of female friends.
Right. Well, that was one of the things that we were going to bring up. Because we really wanted to figure out what his intentions are. And there's a lot to go through.
Okay.
There was some internet stuff that we did. That met his sister. We talked to people on the phone. Long story short, well, the good news is this guy seems to be this guy.
Which I'm happy about.
Right.
But it still doesn't explain why.
Right. So, we looked at his page,
mm-hmm.
we scrolled through some friends, and we saw overwhelmingly that it's mostly young women. Here was one that we saw, Kanini. She said, hey, where you been? So we sent her a message, and she called us. Kanini met Joshua online,
and he calls her wifey.
Brianna closes her eyes and shakes her head.
She thought that they were together.
So that wasn't good news.
Brianna covers her face with her hand and bursts into tears.
It's just like, why play with me for like all these years, making me feel like I'm the only one? And he has a relationship. Now I'm curious, like, who else is he talking to? Is there more girls?
It looks like there are. We got a phone call back from another message we had sent out. This girl, Ashley, she told us she's been talking to Joshua. And that, similarly to Kanini, talked her up, made her feel like he was really into her.
Calls her wifey.
That not that long ago, he stayed with her.
As in, like, a few days ago.
Brianna closes her eyes and takes a breath.
So it's starting to feel like this is a pattern.
Yeah.
The tears come again, and then Brianna just shakes her head.
I'm just over it. I'm sick to my stomach.
I hand her a tissue.
Thank you.
Well, needless to say, we went and met was special. Josh's sister, she basically confirmed that, you know, it's him.
She thinks that he flirts with these girls in order to get rides, telling them all sorts of similar things to what he's telling you.
So we called one of Joshua's friends, Kenneth, and Kenneth said that Joshua is supposed to come to his house tonight for a party. And that's sort of where we left things. Normally, I would call him, but, like, I'm not feeling particularly generous right now with this guy. We should just show up and call him out. It's time for a reckoning.
11 years is definitely time. I don't see how messing with people's emotion is fun. It's sickening. We gotta go see him.
He's gotta be stopped.
Let's plan on meeting up early tomorrow morning, driving out to Victorville, and hopefully we'll track him down.
Yeah, let's do it.
Your life moving forward starts now. And if ending things with Joshua frees you up to finally meet someone, then that's why you're here.
Okay. Brianna nods sadly and gives me a hug. Max and I head back to the car.
All right, well, that sucked for Brianna.
She took it like a woman.
I can't wait to bust this guy.
We gave Brianna a little time to regroup. The skies are overcast as Max and I make our way back over to the apartment to pick her up for the drive to Victorville.
Even with everyone we've talked to who's sort of confirmed who this guy is, I feel like there's something we're not getting. His sister doesn't know where he is. The two girls that thought they were dating him don't know where he is. At least one guy
says he could be in Victorville. We'll track him down and we'll get some answers.
We pull up in front of the building. We can see Brianna through the glass on the front doors.
There she is, waiting for us. Let's get her.
The doors open. Brianna comes out wearing a jean jacket, black shirt, and black leggings. I grab her suitcase, and Max gives her a hug.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Ready to kick ass?
In Victorville.
Yes, I'm so ready.
Let's see it.
Ha! Brianna laughs and kicks her leg into the air. We're almost there. It's still a dreary day as we make our way north on the freeway.
So, Brianna, how do you feel about meeting Joshua?
What I was really just thinking about was, did he ever take our relationship seriously? Or was I just another girl he just played around with?
Well, let's text Kenneth. Did you say, hey, Steve, we're 30 minutes away from your place. Is Josh there?
Brianna sends the text.
Oh.
Brianna reads the text from Kenneth.
Getting something to eat at this place near my house. Let's meet there.
All right, we're on.
We made it to Victorville. We pull into the parking lot of the strip mall where Kenneth told us to meet him.
Well, I'm not sure what to expect. Kenneth just said, meet at this place. I don't know. He didn't really specify whether or not...
If he was going to be with him.
If he'd be with Josh or not. Could be Kenneth. It could be Kenneth and Josh. Be ready for... potentially meeting up with Josh finally.
Brianna nods a little apprehensively.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We all get out of the car and walk up to a guy wearing a red Tommy Hilfiger jacket over a white t-shirt. He's got buzzed hair, a goatee, and small gold hoops in his ears.
Kenneth?
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't know, like, if he had ride troubles. I couldn't get a hold of him because his phone is broken. But Josh didn't show up last night.
Brianna shakes her head angrily.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to stand
No,
I
understand,
so.
I understand. But did he, had he told you that he was going
to
be there?
Oh, yeah, prior to that, yeah.
Well,
bummer.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Okay.
By the way, this is Brianna.
Yeah.
Oh, Brianna, this is Kenneth.
Nice to meet you, I'm Kenneth.
Hello.
Brianna's been talking to Joshua for 11 years.
I heard, actually. I heard quite a few things about you, a couple things. He said he really,
really?
Liked you.
But we also talked to, like, three different girls yesterday who all have stories like Brianna, who said that they've been talking to Josh on the internet and he calls them wifey and tells them he loves them and they're the only one. And then
Kenneth laughs uncomfortably at that.
And they're not.
I understand, and I apologize for my friend. I wish there was something more that I could do.
So how would we go about figuring out where he is
so now,
right
what?
Now?
I mean, I've tried to reach out to everyone and nobody seems to know where he is. So the only like other nearest place would be Vegas. Because he has another sister out there.
How do you think we could maybe get in touch with her?
Special might know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're back in the car. I call Special.
Hello?
Special, it's Neve. Josh never showed up last night. Kenneth said that he could be in Vegas with his sister. Do you guys have a sister who lives in Vegas?
we have two. I'll ask them.
All right, great. So let me know as soon as you can.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Special. Not in L.A., not here. It really only leaves Vegas. Gotta roll the dice.
All right, Vegas, I guess it is. He's trying to outrun us.
Okay, we hop on the 15 freeway for the 2-hour and 40-minute drive to Las Vegas.
Oh,
hey,
we got something.
Josh!
Huh?
Hey, this is Josh.
Come on.
Special told my sister that you guys were looking for me. Is Bree really with you?
Whoa. Max texts back.
Yes, she is, and very much wants to confront you, wants to meet you.
Better. Brianna laughs.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. He goes, all right, yeah, I'm down for that. If you guys are really out here, I can meet you.
Whoa.
Name a place, and we will see you there.
Okay, it's 116 miles to Vegas. Here we go. Josh texts, I'll be at the corner of Robindale Road and Batista Lane.
We got an address. How you feeling?
Incredibly, Brianna's holding it together.
I'm still upset. The fact that we have to do all this just to go find him.
This guy could be a real smooth talker.
Mm-hmm.
He might say all the right things. He's so sorry. All those girls don't mean anything.
It's hard.
It's getting a little weird back here, huh?
We've gotten off the main road, and now we're driving on a residential street. We're in a desert landscape with cactus and palm trees everywhere. We come to a line of red and white construction barricades that are blocking our way.
Oh, is that him?
What?
He's just standing down there at the end of this weird dead end. That is him, right?
Yeah.
I stop the car. Brianna covers her face and puts her head down.
Yeah.
My heart is beating hard.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Is this actually happening? It's Josh. He's standing there waiting for us. I want to know what he can possibly say to explain what has happened for the last 11 years with Brianna and what is going on with all of these other women. But he's here, so I guess we're going to find out. The three of us get out of the car and walk towards Josh. He comes up to us and shakes my hand.
How you doing?
Josh. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Neve, Max.
How you doing?
Yeah. Obviously, you know Brianna.
Josh opens his arms for an embrace. Brianna doesn't move.
Oh?
Brianna gives in and lets Josh give her a hug and reluctantly hugs him back.
How you doing?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Crazy.
11 years.
Josh looks down and shuffles his feet.
Were you avoiding meeting her? I mean, do you, like...
Yeah, what, the FaceTiming with the...
Yeah.
There's been times we tried to, like, video chat and stuff like that, but my granny's computer was garbage. So we never really got around to doing that, but I wasn't avoiding meeting her.
So many questions. I just have to know, have you ever saw our relationship, like, seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, relationship, not like friendship, but like relationship.
Yeah, I did.
Then, are you talking to any other girls?
Josh makes a face and looks away.
There was one, yeah. I was a few weeks, but I stopped talking to her like 2 weeks ago.
I have to break in.
Look, it's our job to...
Dig. We talked at random. We contacted a few other girls that... right on your Facebook page, and they told us they're dating you.
I mean, all of them. Like, yeah. batting 1,000.
As far as, you know, the other girls would go, I can't recall, like, multiple at one time.
Brianna is on the verge of tears.
You made it seem like it was just me. Like, I'm not talking to nobody.
That's what hurts.
Josh puts his hands in his pockets and nods seriously.
Yeah, I'm
You gave her the impression that you thought of yourselves as in a relationship.
Like a real, yeah.
And is that how you felt?
Yes.
Brianna shakes her head and looks away.
I don't know.
Josh, we kind of need to know, and I think she deserves to know, like what's your story? I mean, a lot of question marks and mysteries.
Yeah.
What else are you hiding?
Josh reaches his hand up to his face and rubs his eyes. Brianna's lips tremble, waiting for him to respond.
It's hard, but something I just have to tell you. All I've ever heard when I was little is whatever you do, just be financially stable. But, like, I just don't have, like, anything. I'm going back to L.A., the transitional house. I've been trying to, like, run away from that for, like, the last few weeks.
A transitional house?
Yes, it's a homeless shelter for people who don't have anywhere to go.
Brianna breaks down in tears.
I've lost everything, like, the last probably less than a year. And,
You seem like a pretty employable guy.
Yeah, but been rough. And every time it seems like I'm about to get back up, it just doesn't go my way. Ever since I lost my car, my job, the place I was staying at, like, it put me in, like, a state of depression. And I started just looking for, like, people who make me feel good, you know? I go out looking for friends, girls, anybody, like, place to stay.
You could tell me, like, certain stuff like this. You know I'm a pretty understanding person, but just other girls, like...
I'm sorry. I didn't tell you anything. It's not fair to you at all.
But, like, what are your true feelings about Brianna?
I love her. I can't lie about how I feel about somebody. Like, I love you. I want to be with you.
I don't know. You say you love me and stuff. I feel it, but then you're telling them that too, so it makes me confused.
Josh nods sadly.
All right, can we just give them a minute?
Yeah.
Let's figure out where we want to go from here.
Okay.
Max and I walk away and leave Brianna and Josh alone to talk.
I want you to just be very honest with me, like, right now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're willing to do whatever it takes for us to eventually, like, you know, be together?
I've always seen the plan with you in it.
Like, can you see yourself getting old with me?
Yeah. I do think about you damn near every day. Like, I really do. I just have to try harder to not have any distraction.
Yeah.
Max and I sit in the car watching Brianna and Josh from afar.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I want to like the guy.
Everyone wants to like the guy. That's part of the problem.
Right.
It's obvious that he's in a really
pretty tough situation.
But, like, I don't know. I don't think he's that into her.
Right.
I don't know. I think he's kind of full of shit.
I don't know.
Well, we'll see. It's not up to us.
I think it's time to check back in with Brianna and Josh. We walk back over to find out what's happening.
What's up? For now, like, let's take a break. And we can talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, thank you.
Josh nods and shakes our hands.
Good to meet you, man.
All right,
you
too. Nice to meet you. All right. Bring it in.
Brianna goes to Josh, and they hug each other tightly. Brianna is crying.
I see you.
See you later.
All right, man.
All right.
Josh watches the three of us walk to the car. We get in, and Brianna sits in the front seat next to me. Max is in the back.
It's been 11 years. It's been so long.
Yeah.
It's like a piece of me. I feel like he's being honest about how he cares.
My only fear is that, like, your life is still on hold. You're still reserving yourself for him in the hopes that one day you guys will finally be together. You don't have to wait for this guy. He might just use you up.
Brianna takes in what Max is saying. She doesn't respond. It's the next morning. We're in Brianna's hotel room in Las Vegas.
All right, so, what do you think?
How do you feel about yesterday?
I was so, like, shocked. It's like, I understand financial situation, homeless. That mentally messes with me. It was kind of like a weird feeling because I believe them, but at the same time, I don't know about the girls.
I think that that's the right way to look at this. No matter what ends up happening in the future, I think it's the right thing for him to hear.
I actually want to talk to Ashley. I just want to, like, hear her side instead of the middleman, Joshua, where he's going to sugarcoat it. But I want to hear from her.
Yeah, let's call her.
Okay, I dial Ashley's number.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Ashley?
Yes, it's me.
Hey, it's Neve again. I'm calling back because we're helping this girl, Brianna, and she wanted to talk to you personally and just sort of hear your side of the story.
Okay.
Brianna takes a deep breath and takes the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Ashley?
I'm fine, you?
I'm good. So yesterday I met Joshua for the first time. You know, guys will say whatever, you know, to make themselves look better. So I just wanted to hear your side of the story on, like, what have you been telling you?
You tell me you want to be with me. You tell me I was the only one with me, all kind of stuff.
Pretty much the same thing he's told me. Like, I'm sorry. I completely didn't know about you.
After this phone call, I will block him on everything like I just can.
Well, I wish you the best.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How do you feel about that?
Brianna chokes up for a second, but regains her composure and a slight smile crosses her face.
It's kind of a closing of the chapter.
Wow.
It's like, this is what I always wanted. But it's not what I want anymore.
Brianna's ready to move forward. I guess it's time to call Josh. I dial his number.
Hello?
Hey, Josh. Morning. Is there a place we can meet?
I can meet you at my friend's house. Send you the address.
All right, cool. So we'll head over.
We pull up to a white house. One small green bush stands out in the dirt that covers the front yard. And we park beside a white van in the driveway.
All right.
Josh is waiting and opens the door as we approach.
Yo, yo.
How you doing?
We're back.
Yeah.
Josh leads us into the living room. It's cozy with hardwood floors, a dark wood coffee table, and matching blue love seats and a big comfy armchair. There's a table along one wall with a vase of brightly colored flowers on it. Brianna and Josh sit down next to each other on one of the couches, and Max and I take seats on the other.
All right. Thought today would be nice for you guys to kind of follow up a little bit on yesterday and where your heads are at moving forward. Why do you think there are all these girls that feel like they're dating you?
Me and whoever I was end up talking to at that time, if we don't end things on like a bad term, I kind of don't know how to just be like, okay, well, we're done. I don't correct them. I don't stop them.
It sounds like you're actively making them think that you really do like them. That's where it starts to get deceptive.
Honestly, I haven't really thought about it to that extent.
I call bullshit on that. I find it hard to believe that yesterday was the first day you realized that your words have power over girls and that you might be misusing that power. I don't think you mean to do it, but these girls are getting hurt.
Brianna stares angrily at Josh, waiting for him to respond.
I mean, this is a great girl.
Yeah. Sucks, but it's a truth that I do need to hear, and it's a truth that I have to actually come to realize. I want to apologize for the not being honest about who I'm talking to or if I am talking to anybody, because it's not fair to you.
All I asked for is honesty, and so
yeah.
I appreciate the fact that you apologized.
Brianna chokes back tears and breathes deeply.
Yeah. It's not easy to say this. You're a very intelligent man. You're good with your words. But, I don't think you should date. You have to figure out, like, what you want out of life and what you have to do to accomplish, like, your goals and your dreams.
Okay.
So why don't we just let you guys finish things up?
Say your piece.
Max and I leave Brianna and Josh to say their final words to each other.
I do wish you the best. We go way back. I'm just a phone call away. always here for you.
Yeah.
But stop being a little womanizer. Yeah. Yes, you are.
I was going to say I'm not.
You are a womanizer.
That I needed this.
But yeah, it's a wake-up call.
It is. And I needed to hear it.
It's a wake-up call for me, too.
Brianna and Josh come outside to where Max and I are waiting. I shake Josh's hand.
Good luck with everything, all right?
Thank you.
Brianna and Josh give each other a long, meaningful hug. The three of us get in the car. Josh waves as we drive away. Brianna smiles and waves back.
I mean, I don't think that could have really gone any better.
Yeah. I feel really good. I feel like a weight's been lifted.
We expect great things, Brianna.
I could blossom now.
Yes, she can. I have a feeling Brianna is going to be just fine. She was so clear about what she wanted and had such a mature reaction to finding out the truth about Josh. Once she did that, even after 11 years, it seems like she'll be able to move on and close the chapter of her life. I hope that Josh learned something from this experience too. He seems like an okay guy. He just needs to grow up. 2 months later, we check back in with Brianna.
Hey! What up, girl?
Brianna pops on with a huge smile. She's got on a black and white striped t-shirt, her hair is back up in the huge bun, and she's wearing big silver hooped earrings.
How's it going?
Really good.
Really good. Why so good?
I've just been seeing a positive outlook on life now, so I've just been in a really positive mood.
Yeah, you're all smiles.
Positive vibes. Have you been in touch with Josh?
Yes, I have.
What's his deal?
He's still in the transitional home.
So not a lot's changed for Joshua.
That's a bummer.
How do you feel now, though, being sort of released from the relationship part of that whole thing?
I'm always going to be worried about him, but now I'm like, oh, this is my friend. I'm going to check in on him, see how he's doing, and that's it.
And you're happy being single, or are you single?
Yes, I am single, which I'm happy about.
Great. Give our best to Josh. We were hoping to speak to him, but understandably, he's not available. So when you talk to Josh next, let him know. We say what's up and hope all's well.
Okay.
Bye, Bri.
Bye, Bri.
Bye.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends. You can follow this show on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, on the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. In the episode notes, you'll find some links and offers from our sponsors. Please support them. Another way you can support the show is by filling out a survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams, sound design by Sam Ada, additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our associate producer is Kate Young.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.